The Onlais Muwatis. But the carbon under that he brings, let him spend the least amount that he has to. Like the Mishnah, according to Basil, it's enough one kosef. But don't waste your money. You don't have too much money. Buy a cheaper animal. Buy a one kosef. That's all. But the carbon shlomim that you have to feed your family on Yom Tiftit, that you should spend more money for. The moral will say, where's he got his money from? He went to buy this much. Like Rashi says, Oichlem Arubim, b'nei bayis rabim, he has a lot of people to feed. Maybe shlomim rabim, in shalmicha giga rabim, l'fi oichlem, you have to have a big enough animal to feed everybody. V'yelashriya mu'etis, but buy the smallest amount you could, only spend one kosev for the carbon oil. What about the Mishnah says, nechosim rubim, somebody has a lot of money, but the oichlem mu'etim, he doesn't have too many people in the house. So what does he do? Maybe oilas merubis. Let him bring a lot of carbon oilers if he wants, or a very expensive one, he could afford it. Ushtramim mu'atim. But lamaisa, the shtramim should not be that valuable, that big and fat, because he only has two or three people to eat it. So the bosa will be nice, will be left over. That's not kedai. But you have to make sure the meat you have of a kochim, you'll have people to eat it. So if you only have a few people, don't bring the shtramim to be too big, to be too much meat there. But rather spend your money to bring a nice, big, fat carbon oil, because that is cooler color, those things burnt. What about zev zemut? What about if somebody that has a small amount of people and has a small amount of money? Al zenemar adat, our Mishnah says, more kesef and shtei kesef. On such a person, the Mishnah says that the oil should be at least worth $1, one kosef, and the shlomim should be worth at least two kosef. Buy a small one. What about Zev Zem Rubin? Let's say somebody has a big family and he has a lot of money. Al Zenemra, this the Pasuk says, Ish Kematnas Yodoi Kevirkos Hashem Alakecha Shenos Lecho. A person has the right to bring as much and as big as he wants from the Kabbonis. If you can afford it and you have the family, so both of them bring nice and big and fat. Bring a nice big carbon oil, you can afford it. And when it comes to the shlomim to feed your family, also get a nice big fat one. Because you have a big family, a lot of people to feed, you know they'll eat up the meat, there won't be any leftover meat. So that you should do both. So to Gemara. Shlomim merubim, you want to tell me now a person that's poor, doesn't have enough money, but he has a big family. So the Mishnah says, what should he do? He should buy a nice big fat carbon shlomim to feed the whole family. But the carbon oil, if he wants to, can be a nice small one. Good, he can bring a big fat carbon shlomim. But where's he got the money from? You're telling me now he's poor. So where's he got the money from? Holestle doesn't have money. The Mishnah telling Yechidish of Teufel or maybe Pargodom. He could add other money of Maisi Sheni, let's say, together and buy a big par. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Like Basil before. Even though there's a Chiyuv to bring a Shalmi Chagiga, and something you have to do has to be from your own private money, Mois Chulim, but what you have to do is spend at least two costs of $2 worth. That's all. Ah, you have a big family, you have to feed them with $2 worth of an animal. You won't feed the family. Take the Maisi Sheni you have. Take the other money you have. And put it together and buy one big fat animal to feed everybody. So that's what the Mishnah means. Teufel Rashi, Moyeschul Namaisi Yachid. Put the money together and now buy one big fat animal. Omer Rav Asher Rashi says, Omer Rav Sheshis, Harayarmu, no, we learned before, Teufel Behemel Behema. That was his Shita. That we had before, you could only add, buy one animal and then buy a second animal, but not buy one big fat one. So Mer says, my Karmelay, what did Rav Sheshis mean to say back? Ilai mochi kami, if this is what Rosh Hashanah meant to say. Harayom, we learned before, Teiflim behema lebehema, that in Beis Hillel Shita, that you could add and buy more animals from Maisa Sheni, it didn't mean to add money and buy one big fat one. It meant to say, buy one animal purely for Moyes Chulin. And then if you want to bring more, the more you can bring for Maisa Sheni. The Harei Yomru, Teiflim Behema LeBehema. Avoloi Mois LeMois, but you can't add the money together to make one big carbon out of it. See, if that's what Rosh Hashanah is meant to say, V'Leimele, let him say right back to him, Ein Teiflim Mois LeMois. Rosh Hashanah should have said right back, that how could you, Rav Chisda, say, put the money together and buy one big fat carbon? We hold, no, we hold you can't put the money together. the money of chulin, you have to buy a korban by itself, and the other money, buy a second korban. So why didn't Rosh Hashanah speak it out clearly? Why didn't Rosh Hashanah just say, Harei Omru Toiflim Beim Lebeima? He should have said clearly what he meant. Tomorrow says, Elohochi Yomalei. This is what Rosh Hashanah meant to Torah of Chizda. Harei Omru, we said, Av Toiflim Beim Lebeima, that you're even allowed to add one animal to another animal. That's what he meant to say. In other words, you, Rav Chizda, saying, you Badafka have to put the money together and buy one big fat animal. Rosh Hashanah said, no. True, you could do that. But if a person wants to, the two kasef that he has of private money, he could buy one small korban shlamim for that, with that money. And that's called Mayis Chulin. He makes it a korban shlamim chagiga. And then if he wants to, the rest of the money that he has, which is Maisa Sheni money, then he can buy another korban. So that's what Rosh Hashanah is meant to say of Chizda. You don't, but Badavka, have to make one big animal out of it. But if you want, you can buy two animals if you want to. Zemar Kaman, the Chur, then who does Rosh Hashanah go like? Then Rosh Hashanah says you could do both. You can add up the money to one big one or buy two separate ones. Zemar says the Chur, that's the like Yechizkiya or the like Reb Yechanan, like neither of them. Because before we had a machlokes which one to do, but each one only said one way. Neither of them said you could do both. So how could Rosh Hashanah now come with a new sheet and says, when you want to add your private money with the mayis, mayis techunet, mayis techeni, you could do either way. Either add the money together at the beginning and get your $100 together and buy one big fat animal, or else no, spend the mayis techunet, the mayis techunet, and buy one animal which they cost of, and then the rest of the money buy another animal. So how did Rosh Hashanah hold both? Maybe you want to tell me, Amaroyhu, Depligi, Mas Depligi, that's like a machlekes to Amaroyim. What's so schwer? Rosh Hashanah is like a Jew. Rav Chizda and Rav Yechanan are Amaroyim. So it's not schwer to say that Rosh Hashanah is on him. Rosh Hashanah, Amaroyhu, Depligi, Chizki of Rav Yechanan, who? Depligi, the behemoth of Amoyis. So maybe it's not schwer that Rosh Hashanah should argue on both of them. Rav Hashanah is also an Amoyra. One Amoyra is allowed to argue on another Amoyra. Gemara says no. Abba Masnisin Le Pligi. This part. He wants this only Machlega Samroyin, but not a Machlechin of Brises. Shrash of Masnisin, the Asimin Liel Tanoia, the Wasta Madama, Le Pligi Bemoyis, Eleva Behema. That's what you want to say. That maybe the only Machlega is the Amroyin, but in the Brises there's no Machlega, so it's not Shren Rashashis. Gemara says no. Well, Katoni, we learned before, Achilo Rishonim and Achulin. It said, the first bride said, the first eating has to be from chulin. What does that mean? Ma'i achila rishayna. What does that mean, the shir achila rishayna? The chulin means to say that the first animal has to be totally made from chulin. You see, the bride says clearly one way or the other way. Either put the money together and buy one big animal, or else here at Smash, we have to have two separate animals. And the first animal should be made totally from chulin. So Mar says, no. That's what the bride says, the first achila should be from chulin. You know what I meant to say? Shir de mei achila rishayim in achulin. Just means the first eating you do, you should eat the shir, the amount of money that you put in to buy the animal from your money of my of chulin, from your privately owned money. If you put $2 worth in, so the first achila you should eat, make sure you eat right now $2 worth. Even though what you did was, you took your $2 privately and the other money of Maisa Shein, you put it together and bought one big animal, you could do that also. So the kids of the Brisa does not argue on Rosh Hashanah. If you want to, you have a choice to do whichever way you want to. Here the Brisa just says, when you go to eat this big animal now, make sure the first eating is the amount of how much money you put in from your own private money. Yeah. Omar Ulu says like this, Omar Resh Lakish. Hifrish Esa Behemois Lechadigosoi. Let's say somebody was rich, he had a lot of money, and he was mafrish 10 different animals for the Korban Chagiga. Again, the first day of Yom Tov, there's the Chiyuv to bring a Korban Shlamim Leshem Shalom Chagiga. You only have a Chiyuv to bring one animal. And here this person set aside 10 different oxes Leshem Echabia Shalom Chagiga. So Locher is Hikriv Chomesh Biyom Tov Rishon. Let's say they brought only five of them the first day Yom Tov. So the first five they brought, that had a shame Shalom Chagiga. As many shlomim as you bring the first day, that's called a Shalom Chagiga. So far it's good. Now, Chayzer Makriv Chomesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. What you should do now, since you only brought five the first day, the second day bring the next five. That's what you have to do. Rashi, Chayzer u'makriv chomesh b'yom tosheni, for lo yamrinin, and we do not say, over who b'bal Tosef? He's over already b'bal Tosef. V'rachmonu amav v'chagoysim oisoi, chad yayim v'suloi. The neighbor of the Torah says he should bring the korban chagig only the first day. And here this person set aside 10 animals for the korban chagigah, and he brought 5 the first day and 5 the second day. So maybe he's over about Tosef, he's doing more than he's supposed to. So he says, Loi, ta'anech nami dechad yoimhu, v'sheni tashtumum derishin. Really it's called the chayvis is one day, the first day. But there's a loch, if you didn't bring the shalme chagigah the first day, you could bring it the second day. So it's like this guy said, you know how big my shalme chagigah is supposed to be? It's supposed to be 10 animals. So true, you're supposed to bring them the first day. But if you did not bring all 10 the first day, you didn't do the mitzvah the first day, there's a tashlum, we can make up for it. Make up for it, bring it the second day. Reb Yechonon Amar no. Kiven sheposak shuvein makriv. Once you missed it, the first day you only brought 5, that's it. The next day you can't bring any more. Because it's only a shalme chagigah, and chagigah is only the first day, and it's not really a tashlumim here, because you already brought the first day, so what you bring the second day is not called the shalme chagigah anymore, it's called the shalme shlomim, that's not what you set them aside for. You set them aside for shalme chagigah, so nothing doing, you can't use them. Umar Rababar, Rabbi says, v'loi pligi, I'll tell you there's no machlokes here. Kam b'stam, kam b'meforish. One of you said stam. Rashi says b'stam means in hefrishim stam. Ein echayzer u'makrivim k'neforish v'yozol. Then you can't go back and do it. Kam b'meforish. Rashi d'yama behedya. L'yamrishim l'imafrish eskulen. If you said clearly, I'm setting aside all 10 for the first day, then we say you're not mekayim your mitzvah until you bring all 10. So if you only brought 5, it's like you didn't bring the korban chagigah yet. So therefore, you can bring it the second day also. Tomorrow says, "Hi, stam echidam." What's the case of stam talking about? Ilaim, if you want to tell me, delekeshoy is b'yayim likarev, that really you had in mind to bring all 10 on the first day. Just it came out that the day became late already, and they didn't have enough time to bring all 10 karbonos. For the Gemara, "Hi, delekrevinu, delekeshoy is b'yayim." The reason why you didn't bring them all the first day because there wasn't enough time. But really, he had set aside, he had in mind to bring them all the first day. So they all had a shame korban chagigah. So if so, why can't you bring the rest of them on the second day? V'yela, you have to tell me, deles le'oichlin. We're talking about he did not have enough people to eat from the korban. That's why he did not bring it the first day. Hi, de'le'akrivinu. Deles le'oichlin. Again, that really maybe he had intentions to bring them all the shame korban chagigah. Just the reason why he didn't bring it the first day, because he didn't have enough people to eat it. But really, they were all set aside, maybe be meforish, l'shem, korban, chagigah, and therefore he would be allowed to bring it the second day. So Gemara says, like Tzricha, we're talking about only the Ika Shoyz B'yayim, there is enough time in the day to bring all 10. And still he didn't. V'yisle Eichlin, and also he has enough people to eat from the all 10 Kabonis. Now, Mida V'kamo, Le'ak Revinu, Shema Mina, Shiyuri Sharinu. That really he could have brought all 10 the first day. Why didn't he? Mashmi was Mishayir, as if to say, the first 5 that I have in mind to bring for Korban Chagigah on the first day. At the beginning, the second 5 I wanted to bring the second day. So there's no mitzvah Chagigah the second day. Therefore, it doesn't have a shame Korban Chagigah anymore. Therefore, he can't bring it anymore. It's only what he brought the first day, and not what he's going to bring the second day. So Marv Hochi Nami Mistav, this is the story also. That the Chiyosi Rabin Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Somebody set aside 10 animals for 10 carbon chagigas. Hikriv chamish b'yamtiv rishon. He brought 5 of them the first day yamtiv. The locher is chayzo makriv chamish b'yamtiv sheni. He's allowed to bring another 5 the second day. So churakashin adodi tzastira. El olav shreimino shmamina kam b'stam kam b'mefor shmamina. One case is it says it's stam, then you cannot bring it. Where he says Meforish he wants all 10 to be for the Korban Chagigah, then we say even though he didn't bring all the first day, there's a Tashlumim, he could bring it the second day also. And Nitmanam, we also learned like this, Amr Rab Shaman Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Loi Shon Valish Loi Gomar. When do we say he can't bring the second day if he didn't finish? The Rashi says, Oh, the time like Amon, Oisayat Chaybi Bula Yaser, Elish Loi Gomar Hayim, didn't finish the day. Avogomar, Chayzer, Makin, we could bring the second day. So
So my gum, what does it mean he finished? Elay megomer karbonoisov. He finished bringing all that he had to. My makrib, what do you mean you have to be makrib tomorrow? You finished bringing all the karbonis. Ela shalei gomer hayoyim. You didn't finish today. Aba gomer hayoyim chayzra makrib. Then you could bring it tomorrow. Like gomer hayoyim, like Rashi says, means ploy hoyoloi shoyis lahakrib kocha gigosloi kashefrish. You did not have enough time to bring all the karbonis that you were mafrish. So in such a case, you have a tashlumim, you could make up for it and bring it the second day. All right, we'll stop here.